I'm Karen Hartglass, and welcome to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me. And I am wound tight today. I just came from the United Nations here in New York City, Manhattan. There's many different activities going on over there, and I was one of the attendees at the EAT Foundation, EATX conference. And there's so much that I want to talk about regarding that conference. But I think the theme for today's program is revolution, food revolution. And coincidentally, my first guest has a book with the word revolution in the title. So let's get right to that and then more about the conference in a little while. My guest is Marco Borges, who has an exciting new cookbook out called The 22-Day Revolution Cookbook. Marco is an exercise physiologist, founder of 22 Days Nutrition, New York Times bestselling author, and plant-based living advocate, passionate about guiding people to develop healthier lifestyles. He has spent the last 20 years as a lifestyle coach and touring the world, empowering others with tools for ultimate wellness. He is the author of The 22-Day Revolution, as well as Power Moves, The Four Motions to Transform Your Body for Life. He lives in Miami with his wife and their children. Marco, I am so glad to be able to talk with you today on It's All About Food. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. I guess this is serendipitous that The 22-Day Revolution Cookbook is out on a day that you're talking about revolution.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't intentional, but I flow with the universe, and the universe is telling me...
I'll take it.
Revolution! You know, I'm going to go into it more later, but I was just at this conference with all of these luminaries from all over the world talking about sustainability, talking about the UN goal of eliminating extreme poverty and hunger by 2030, talking about all the food waste that's going on. And the elephant in the room was a cow. Nobody was talking about meat. There was one guy who was talking about clean milk, and I'll get about to that later. It was just so revolting. But I want to thank you for being part of this, the good revolution, the 22-day revolution, this plant-based revolution, which is really the only way we can save ourselves, the planet, and live a beautiful, joyful life. Thank you very much, Marco.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm incredibly excited to be a part of this because – if we look at this as selfishly as possible, the power of a plant-based diet can unleash the most miraculous health benefits we've ever experienced. And if we're thinking just of ourselves, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. If we're thinking just of ourselves, if we're thinking self-preservation, there is no diet in the world that has more evidence-based research behind it that proves that you can not only stop, but you can actually reverse heart disease, diabetes, and many of the other diseases that we are bringing about from what's at the end of our fork. So simply moving over to a plant-based diet could be the answer to all of your problems. And it's beautiful because it has so many additional benefits that come along with it. You're going to reduce your impact on the environment. You're going to promote cruelty-free living. You're going to empower the people around you, your friends, your family members, to follow suit and improve their health. So this is the gift that keeps giving. You benefit from it, and then everyone around you benefits from it as well. So what we wanted to do with the 22-Day Revolution Cookbook is, you know, you constantly are being told and you're always hearing, eat better, eat better, eat better. But what does that actually mean? I think it's always easier to show people how to do something rather than to tell them. So what we did is we packed this book with over 150 delicious plant-based recipes so that you understand exactly how you can apply them to your life. And then we coupled that with four really amazing customizable programs. So if you're someone that has to lose more than 50 pounds, the fast track is for you. If you're someone that has to lose less than 20 pounds, the light and bright is for you. If you're exactly where you want to be, you just want to move to a more sustainable, more conscious diet and lifestyle, then Nirvana is for you. And if you're an athlete at peak performance and want to continue to perform the way that you do, but want to also benefit from the fast recovery and amazing benefits of a plant-based diet, then the athlete's advantage is for you. So we've coupled really great recipes with four customizable programs, so you can take all the recipes in the book and put them in a program that will suit whatever your fitness goal is.
Well, it's beautiful. The book is beautiful. I love cookbooks that have pictures of almost every recipe, and yours absolutely does. And another thing I like about it is it looks exactly like how we eat at home.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a vegan for almost 30 years. This is how we do it, and it's just great to see it put in such a luscious format. And I want to tell you, I made the first recipe in the book last night. I made your banana bread.
Awesome. Isn't that delicious?
It is. And, you know, it was funny. I was laughing to myself because we tried it last night, because whenever you bake something, you always want it warm out of the oven. And then I had it again today. I brought it with me on my trip to the conference, and it was a great travel food. And just like you say in the book, quick breads taste and slice best when enjoy a day after baking. And that is so true. It was so much better this morning than it was last night.
I'm so happy to hear that. You know, the idea behind the book was we wanted to make it simple but delicious, right? So I don't think that you have to sacrifice one or the other. I think that they can mutually exist. And a lot of times what I found is that you find really beautiful images of dishes that you want to try, but the image and the recipe is almost, it puts you back a little bit because you're like, oh, will I be able to do it or not? You know, we don't want this to feel threatening. We wanted it to feel like you were eating at home just as you felt when you opened the book. They're simple recipes. I am not a chef. My wife is not a chef. We love to cook and we love to be in the kitchen. We love to create with our kids. And we wanted the reader to have the same experience. They're recipes that are equally as simple as they are delicious. And as you notice, as you flip through the book, there are no frankenfoods. We're not telling people to go buy anything prepackaged. You're going to shop basically the produce aisles, and you may wind up, you know, going through the spice rack and whatnot, but the book is, everything is from scratch. It literally could be a farm-to-table book. So we're excited because the recipes are really, really easy to follow, and anyone, whether you've been in the kitchen your whole life or you've never been in the kitchen at all, can try these recipes.
Okay, quick question. There's no mention of gluten-free and soy, and yet all those recipes, unless I miss something, are gluten-free and soy-free. Is there a reason for that?
The entire book is gluten and soy free, and it's tucked away in there neatly. You know, we didn't want it to be the highlight of the book. I think that the highlight is that they're all plant based, and that the entire book is basically a vegan cookbook. But we wanted to really focus on what's in it rather than what's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of times what we have is when you mention a plant-based diet to someone, they're like, oh, my God, I can't eat chicken. I can't eat fish. I can't eat meat. But what they don't realize is that by giving up these few items, these few ingredients, they open their world to thousands of other ingredients that they've never tried before. So I think it's a pretty awesome switch, right? So
yep.
You're giving up four things or five things, and you're gaining so many more ingredients. And then the cover was meant to show the readers, the people of you know, what is in a plant-based diet. Because a lot of times people are like, well, plant-based, well, what do you eat? And the reality is that I would challenge anyone on an animal-based diet to count the amount of ingredients in all of their dishes. And without even looking, can almost guarantee that someone on a plant-based diet has a ton more variety than they have. So really, it's about understanding the benefits of a plant-based diet, getting the right tools so you can arm yourself for success, but ultimately reminding yourself that you have the power for ultimate health. You have the power for how healthy or unhealthy you are. And it really is all at the end of your fork.
You know,
so
I love
to guide people
I just wanted to jump in because I loved how you said that there are so many ingredients that you're introducing people to that are just so delicious and flavorful, and people think in error that this kind of diet is so restrictive, but it opens the world. Every time I found I eliminated something from my diet, when I eliminated meat, when I eliminated dairy, when I eliminated fish, and I'm not entirely gluten-free, but even when I started gluten-free baking, the world opened up to me, and more foods appeared on my plate. I just discovered so many more things. It's rich. It's delicious. It's vast.
I agree. And then when you share with your friends what all the benefits are that come along with a plant-based diet, and you mention that you have better sleep and that you have increased energy and that you don't have that brain fog after lunch and that you have an increased sex drive, and that the weight is falling off of you, just, you know, melting away without you thinking about it, that you're never really hungry, that your skin is clearer, that your mood isn't as, you know, erratic as it typically is. We notice that a lot of what we suffer from really stems from what we're eating, or what we're not eating. So we want to make it easier for people to move to a plant-based diet and move in the direction of health, because we know ultimately it's the only thing at the end of the day that is sustainable, right? So when you look at the medical system where it is today, we are incredibly advanced at being able to treat emergencies. Someone falls off a tree, someone gets hit by a car, you know, God forbid something atrocious happens. We're fantastic at that, but we don't seem to understand yet how to treat the diseases that are caused by our lifestyle or our dietary indiscretion. With a plant-based diet, you can change all of this. We literally have the power to eradicate heart disease. We have the power to eradicate the number one killer in this country and in many others. So for me to know that we have the power to eradicate a disease that is stripping so many people of their lives and stripping so many families of their loved ones, I have to be able to spread this message. I have to be able to you know, climb to the mountaintop and to be able to preach this, because the reality is we hold the power. We hold the key.
I listened to a lot of passionate people today at this EatX forum, and really, I just wanted to give every one of them a copy of your book.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let's just make this food. Now, I wanted to bring up a few recipes that popped out to me. One was your strawberry protein smoothie, and I loved your little story about how it's your replacement for your childhood strawberry shortcake bar from the ice cream man. And often when I do this show from home, I hear the Mr. Softy truck go by, and fortunately I'm in the studio, so we're not going to hear that tune today. But I've made an orange creamsicle frozen dessert that brings me back to the Good Humor Man's orange creamsicle pop. And, you know, we can have these great flavors with the simplest amount of foods that are so healthy and wonderful.
It's so true. And again, I mean, congratulations. You've hit on all of the things that I intended to pop when someone reads the book. And the reality is that a lot of times people think they have to give up everything that they love, that they're sacrificing their happiness for their health, right? And it's not that way at all. You can have it all. You can be healthy, and you can be happy, and you can enjoy the foods that we eat. For instance, people love sushi rolls.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. I wanted to talk about your banana sushi. Well, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, you know, the truth is that what we love is the experience. We love to grab chopsticks, and we love to dip, you know, a roll in something, and we love the experience of it. You don't necessarily love the fact that it has raw fish inside of it. You just love the whole idea, the whole, it's just, it's something that it's sexy. It's, you know, it's different. It's alluring. So we make sushi rolls at home with vegetables inside, with avocado, with sweet potato, with a ton of different veggies, with, you know, baked chickpeas. I mean, there's so many different ways to enjoy the foods that you already enjoy today in a way that you will love the food, but the food will love you back.
Absolutely.
Right? So you're going to reduce your risk of heart disease, but you're not going to, give up the foods that you're enjoying. So when I, you know, speak to the you know, whether it's the strawberry shortcake that I missed from when I was a kid, I look at the foods that I love, And I try to find replacements for them in the plant-based world. And many, many, many times I find replacements that are way tastier and are way better for me.
Yep.
So again, you don't have to sacrifice your happiness in order to eat healthier, because a lot of times what you'll find is people saying, oh my God, if I'm going to eat boring food, I'd rather just die 10 years younger. Well, you know, the reality is, you know, newsflash, you don't have to eat bland food. You can continue to eat delicious food, but in this time, the food will love you back. So it really is all about providing the right tools so that people can enjoy the meals that they're going to love and will nurture them from the inside out.
There's a set of staples that are necessary to make the recipes in your book. And for some people, they may be a little unusual or different. But once you get a handle on it and you have your pantry stocked, you're ready. And fortunately, my pantry is stocked to make everything in this book, which is really exciting. And we love peanut butter and we love bananas. And you've got two recipes in here, banana sushi, which is so simple, and I just can't wait to make it. We love frozen bananas, and it just looks like an amazing treat. And then your frozen banana and sunflower butter pie. So simple and amazing.
Those might be like my two favorite. Those might be my two. Honestly, they're so good. But you know what I love the most about them? I'm not even going to lie to you. They're so easy to make, mm-hmm. and my kids go through them so fast that I literally could bring out all the ingredients and have them make them with me. And it's not like you have to make a huge mess or you need 1,000 tools and you have to go buy expensive gadgets. I mean, they're really easy to make and your kids will love them. By the way, you will love them as well.
I know that, and I'm very hungry right now. That's what I want. The last thing I'm looking at that popped out for me, I mean, there's wonderful recipes in here. There's chilies and soups and salads and dressings and cashew trees and all kinds of wonderful, delicious dishes. But I'm looking at crispy lentils, something that I never thought of doing. And looks like a great indulgence, snack food.
I keep those in the pantry all year long. Mm. It's one of my favorites. Honestly, it's one of my favorite snacks because, again, going back to me being a kid, we used to eat potato chips when I was a kid. So there's something about crunchy foods that I love and that I want in my life, mm-hmm. right? So what we did was I thought to myself, okay, what can I make crunchy that's really delicious but also nutritious? And lentils pack an incredible punch. They are an amazing source of protein, one of the only alkaline, I don't know if you know this, it's one of the only alkaline protein sources in the world, full of nutrients, full of vitamins, full of minerals. So what I did was I cooked beluga lentils, which are the really tiny ones, the little tiny black ones, almost look like caviar, really, really small in size. So I cooked those, basically just boil them, and I add some seasoning. I'll add like paprika and cumin and whatever it is that you like to season yourself with, and you'll see the recipe's pretty detailed. And then I just stick them in a dehydrator. And if you don't have a dehydrator, you can put them in an oven at low heat, and it makes the most amazing snack. You could eat them. Basically, I pour them into a mason jar and just eat them by the handful, or you could toss them over a salad, or you can toss them into a bowl of quinoa, or toss them into a bowl of brown rice. I put them over a Ezekiel toast with some avocado and just sprinkle them over the top. There's so many ways to enjoy
so
them.
Good.
I mean, it's a really, really delicious recipe.
Okay. Clearly, you are passionate about food. I am passionate about food. We could solve all of the world's problems right here today, deliciously.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier you just want to – I forgot exactly how you said it, but – you wanted to get these recipes to people so to show them what to do. Well, I just want to put the food in their mouth because sometimes they don't want to put the energy into making a recipe until they taste it and realize, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Well, you know, they'd be surprised, and oftentimes people are. We just got someone wrote us an email the other day, and we just got this note that says, thank you so much for putting the 22 Day Revolution together. In the beginning, I thought it was going to be twice as expensive to live this way, but I knew that I had to do it in order to move to a healthier lifestyle, so I was willing to do it. Mm. And then shortly thereafter realized that not only was it not expensive, it was much less expensive than I thought it would be. It was actually a very inexpensive lifestyle, and I've lost over 58 pounds, and literally the the compliments went on and on and on and on about how this person turned their life around by adopting a plant-based diet through the 22-day revolution. So
beautiful.
It really is something that makes us proud. We're humbled by every note and every message that we get, because at the end of the day, all we're trying to do is make a difference. We want to make the world a happier place, and we know that if people are healthier, people are ultimately happier. And if people are happier, they put out a better message every day. They go out with a smile on their face. They're paying it forward. And if there's ever a time where we could use a little more love, a little more compassion, a little more kindness, it truly is now.
Thank you. You know, I really needed to hear all that after coming out of the edX forum. The answer is right here, and it's delicious, and it's simple, and it's beautiful, and it's... Oh! Anyway, thank you for the 22-Day Revolution Cookbook. Where can people find more out about you, Marco Borges?
Well, Amazon.com has the book, and you can go to Marco, M-A-R-C-O, Borges, B-O-R-G-E-S.com, or 22daynutrition.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to dig in a little more with this cookbook.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy.
Change the world. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll do it together.
Okay. Deliciously. That was Marco Borges with the 22-Day Revolution Cookbook. It's stunning. And I want to eat the book right now because I'm really hungry.